Peace, blessings, and positive vibration, family, and welcome back to season 2 of Chef Kane's Plants podcast. I'm your host, Chef Kane. Just trying to get back into the mode of recording podcasts again, as I've been away for a while. I believe last one we recorded was in 2018 or early 2019. Which during the time I've just been extremely busy running a business, currently being employed at a retreat center, doing my culinary duties there as well. So just been spending a lot of time perfecting my craft, so to speak. So I've been away, but it's been a lot going on and a lot to talk about. I felt like this is a good time to come back to talk to the people, as people are beginning to open their eye and open their ear to more holistic health and holistic health practices. So it's a good time to speak to the people, you know. As this season, we really want to cover a little bit more than health. You know, we want to talk about news and current events. And of course, today we're going to talk about quarantine and post-quarantine and what we need to be doing to our diets to put ourselves in a better health state moving forward, so the pandemic doesn't strike or hit as hard as it did the last time again. Hopefully we don't see an influx in numbers, unfortunately, like we're seeing in some places. But you know, we're going to dive into all of that today, but I'm just opening it up. Chef Kane's podcast. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Chef Kane's Plants, season 2. We are finally here. I know people have been looking around. Where is Chef Kane? He ain't been around. He ain't dropped no episodes. The chef has been extremely busy. I've been running my small business as well as working in a kitchen full time. So things have been very positive for me, but at the same time, extremely busy. And like I advise a lot of people to do, I had to take some of my own advice, you know, and really start to take care of myself. Because a lot of times when we are, you know, working our jobs or we're in our careers, we lose ourselves. You know, you're chasing your passion so much that you're not taking care of your body. You're not taking care of, you're not getting an adequate amount of rest. You know, these things will age you. These things will create more stress in your life. I know they seem simple, you know, something as simple as rest or something as simple as eating the proper nutrients. And it may seem like something that wouldn't typically cause you to be thrown off too much, because some of you are used to operating on that level. But because you're used to doing something, or because you do something every day, don't ever think that you could also, that you may not be doing it. You could also be doing it incorrectly. Let me put it that way. Just because you're doing it every day doesn't mean that you're not doing it wrong. You know, it just means you're doing it wrong every day. So one of the real reasons why I wanted to create this podcast is literally a different conversation. I wanted to create a different perspective, one from not only someone who has a passion of about holistic health and nutrition, but also has a passion about fitness and you know, just overall seeing people get the truth when it comes from these different industries. Whether it's fitness, whether it's health, or, you know, whether it's pharmaceuticals, you know, I want people to understand the truth. I want people to understand what will heal you, what will subside you, and what doesn't work at all. You know, we're going to have these conversations. We're going to dive into different companies and products. And I'm never going to say if something is something that you should or shouldn't take. We're just going to break it down and we're going to look at the ingredients, and then you'll come to the determination yourself whether that even seems logical to consume while dealing with the issues that you were presented with at the current time. So I want to help you use your intuitive skills. I want to help you hear that intuitive nature, because intuition is what is naturally in all of us. It's what naturally lets us go wrong or right, or we're going to go down the middle because we're not really sure. But we all have to make decisions when we consume, and we have to start making more of a conscious decision when we consume, instead of just eating whatever every meal. You wake up, you eat breakfast, I'm just going to eat whatever. I eat lunch, I'm just going to eat whatever. We can't continue to live like that, because as we can see, you know, we just dealt with this current pandemic, and that pandemic or that virus in itself particularly attack your immune health. You know, it particularly destroyed the health of individuals, or accelerated the destruction of the health of certain individuals. And this is what caused a huge influx, and not only, you know, the COVID-19 cases, but so many people were dealing with other health issues prior to COVID-19, you know, contracting the virus, and it just really working through them faster than a flu symptom or flu strain type virus would typically do, you know, to the point where they wasn't really too sure of all of the characteristics at certain points of this pandemic. And to be honest, this is the first time that I saw the people realize that, you know, they were on their own. You know, the medical, that when the hospitals close, or if we come over a situation like this again, and our hospitals are closed, you must know natural remedies. You must know how to take care of yourself. You know, as you can see, the hospital were closed. They couldn't take in any patients, you know, unless they said it was an extreme emergency. So all of these things that happen, you know, many people may look at them as something negative. I looked at this whole pandemic as something positive. The quarantine in itself was positive. People were able to, you know, I saw more people shed light of happiness, you know, from actually being able to take a break from work. You know, some people have been working since a teenager, myself included. So to have that time of stillness, and I love stillness. So the whole quarantine, it didn't have me too bent out of shape. The notion of social distancing didn't have me bent out of shape, because I'm a natural introvert. You know, so going outside is something I don't typically seek to go outside amongst people. I go outside amongst nature. It's me and the trees. It's me and the birds. You know, I'm a very introvert type individual. So I don't, you know, it didn't bother me like it probably bothered a lot of you. It didn't bother me at all. You know, I took the time to do more reading. I took the time to do more studying. I definitely took the time to investigate this virus and all of the pharmaceuticals and affiliates surrounding its creation. So, you know, I have my thoughts on a lot of that as well. But we, you know, this show is not designed to dive into that. You know, this particular episode, we will dive into some of those things down the road. But this particular episode is just, you know, the topics that I mentioned: quarantine, post-quarantine life, and what adjustments we should be really making to our diet after we experienced all of this and moving forward. But in all actuality, to put things in retrospect, I saw people really lost, living in fear. People were scared to do certain things. People were scared to go outside, because once again, it's just lack of awareness. Now, from my knowledge and my perspective, the reason why I didn't embrace this fear is because I have an understanding of virus. I have an understanding of health, you know. And understanding that, you must know that your immune system will always be the officer of your overall health status, right? So I make mention all the time. I make mention of the consumption of prebiotics. And prebiotics are found in plant-based nutrition. Specifically, you want to seek alkaline plant-based nutrition. One veggie that I always mention is a bit of a superfood is kale. You know, and people avoid kale because they don't like the taste of it. You know, whether you had curly kale or lacinato kale or red kale, the different kales have different flavors. So have an understanding of that. Have an understanding that you need to experiment with some of these foods before you can determine, oh, or you just want to discard it as something that you're not going to eat because it's medicine. So when I first embarked on this journey, absolutely the food was disgusting. I couldn't understand it. What is this? There's no flavor in this. What is this? Until I said, I'm even going to take this negative approach at it, and I'm going to keep looking at it like, you know, oh, this is nasty. Or, or I'm going to make some adjustments and start working on my health and start fixing my life. Because I have a son now. And if I don't do the necessary adjustments I need to make, I won't be around to help him. I won't be able to help him. I won't be able to guide him. So it was very important for me, especially after I stopped playing ball. I played college ball. After college ball, I played a little semi-pro minor league ball just to keep the juices flowing, so to speak. But once I was done with that, the food, see, the nutrition, the education, you know. See, I was an athlete, so I was thoroughly aware of, you know, proteins, and you eat this amount of grams of protein per pound and a body weight and blah, 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 blah. You know, and learning now that all of that is BS. You know, it's a good base to start from. But as far as this is the necessary, no, everybody is different. Everybody is different. And that's why when you come amongst these different fields and they try to centralize everything and make everything, oh, this is the one pill remedy for everything. That's BS. Don't believe that. Because each individual is different. I've learned that each individual diet requirements are different. Yes, we can say alkaline plant-based nutrition would be the center point. That would be the I won't call it the ground zero. That's the ground A. That's the A. That's the A side. Consuming alkaline foods is playing on the A side. And you can play on the B side or C side. C side being the meat, if you want to consume meat as a primary source of your aminos or proteins or nitrogen compounds. Then, okay. If you like getting your, you know, you like getting your nutrients from a secondary source, a secondary or third party. Me personally, I want to get my nutrients and everything that all the nutrients, minerals, enzymes I seek, I want to get them straight from the earth, straight from the ground, because that's the primary source. So when you take that approach, the conversation of prebiotics comes straight from nature. You don't have to purchase it in the store. Like a probiotic. See, a probiotic is something that's created by man. The pre, that's what you want. The creator made the pre. The phytonutrients and things that you need for your body and your gut health to function thoroughly and properly. The fibers you need to cleanse your gut. These are things that will turn and overall start to strengthen your immunity, your immune health, your gut health. And when you consume these foods on a regular basis, you're talking about people that don't even get common colds, let alone a flu. In the 5 years since I've made my transition, when I come amongst a cold or a sickness, it's just my body responds different. I'm not coughing, you know, I just feel a slight upside of inflammation, you know, lingering around, maybe in my nasal area or maybe in my chest area. And I know that with that inflammation, I'm probably fighting something, you know, I'm probably fighting a cold. You know, when people talk and you hear, you know, a little mucus in their throat, You know, that's their body fighting something or finish fighting something. And their body is trying to expel all of those toxins through fluid, either through mucus, urine, or bowels, or sweat. So we have to understand our body is going to naturally create this battle. It's going to naturally go into war. The minute you start putting toxic foods in your body starts going to war with it, you know? And that's a fight. That fight requires energy. And when your body does it over and over and over and over again, sometimes the body just says, I'm tired of fighting. And that's when those diseases and illnesses that linger in all of us, because they're already in us. That's why when they talked about how the virus, was spread amongst all these people so fast, you know, wear the mask. The mask was a bit out of reach because it's like the at this point, for something to be spreading so quickly, that means that this virus is already in us. It's already in everyone. I'm sure if everyone was to get tested, a lot of people would have tested positive for COVID. Because the exposure to it allows everyone to have it in us for us to test positive for it. But that doesn't mean that everyone's body is going to respond to it the same. As I mentioned, some people didn't. Some people, you know, didn't make it because their immune system was so poor. Their immunity was so poor before the virus hit. Or they may have been dealing with another immune illness like lupus or HIV, for instance. These diseases are already attacking their immune health. And then you get hit with something like that. Yes, that can be devastating. That can be devastating. So, now we're here. You know, pandemic is, you know, I'm not going to say it's over, but I will say that they are starting to have some soft launches as far as reopening things. And I guess seeing how the numbers either spike or decline, in which we are seeing numbers fluctuating all over the nation. So, you know, some places are getting, the numbers are growing, some places the numbers are decreasing. So moving forward, I would take it serious, you know, I would still take it seriously. You know, I wouldn't be out here putting myself in situations where I'm going to jeopardize, you know, some of the protocols or procedures they're telling us to abide by. Not because I think, you know, this is real or it's not real. It's just because it's easier to follow the protocols and prevent things from happening instead of testing them. You know, and I'm going to speak about Black people. I see, you know, here in Baltimore City, to be honest, like people don't take it serious anymore. I didn't really see where a lot of people took it serious initially, you know. And not the older generation, or not per se my generation. I'm going to say the younger folks, you know. I see a lot of young people, a lot of young adults. They just don't see the seriousness in it. And for African Americans, I feel like our group of people, our race of people, need to focus in on things like this more than anybody. Because the way that I see us consume, the way our nutrition has been, you know, the nutrition that we have consumed leading up to this point hasn't been one to warrant us opportunity to play around with this. We haven't been consuming produce. We haven't been consuming true organic produce. And that's for a lot of races of people. I'm just speaking on, you know, my people specifically. From what I see with my own eyes, I'm around them. I see this. But I know all demographics of people deal with lack of vegetable intake, lack of fruit intake. And then the lack of conversation about whether that fruit or food is genetically modified. These are different areas and different topics that we need to have conversation about before we move forward and in the notion of finding better health, finding or seeking better health. Now, after studying this for some years, I've come to this point where I'm at so much balance, you know. My first few years, just like many people when they convert to the plant-based or a vegan diet, they are very pushy. We can be pushy to our relatives. Do this, do that. Stop eating this, stop eating that. It's gonna kill you. You know, and to be honest, I had to take a step back and look. I said, you know, I'm becoming a vegan zealous. You know, I'm pushing this stuff on people. I can't do that because I had to understand how I came into it, and that's not how I started my journey. I didn't start my journey by somebody behind my back pushing me into it, you know. So I said, I'm coming at it from a different perspective. So this is the perspective that I'm at this point of my culinary and health career. And it's a point of balance. Balance. Balance is such a beautiful word because it's literally coming into things, not leaning towards one direction or the other, not having a bias towards one thing or the other. It's a true humbleness to have this approach. And I've dealt with many things in my life in 36 years that have put me in a humble position. It's put me in a position to be able to see the beauty in many things in nature. See the beauty in things that are natural and not beauty in things that are being shown to us. You know, our examples of what is beautiful have been deterred, has been compromised, so to speak, from what we are given to us as what is beauty. What we see on TV, what we watch on television. These are the examples of what our children see as beauty. You know, perception is very important to me. And when you're dealing with children, it's huge. You know, they are sponges. Whatever they see, they absorb. But that doesn't stop as a child. As an adult, you still have this intuitive nature about you. When you absorb, you still seek to learn, but we were forced to think that we were supposed to be running this rat race and hustle and bustle. And it's not, it's nobody's fault but our own. You know, humans are so irrational with much of what we do, over-consuming of much of what we do. I mean, look at meat, for instance, how often we eat it. We consider, you know, many meat eaters, they pride themselves on being, I'm a carnivore, I eat meat, I love meat. And I asked them, when was the last time you hunted for the meat that you consume? And the answer to that for many of them is never or none or I haven't. Because in all actuality, you're not a carnivore because a carnivore hunts their food. Hence the reason why most of the animals in nature that consume animal protein as a main source are very lean, right? They're not overweight. Why? Because they don't overconsume. They hunt when they're hungry. They fast when they're not. Sometimes the fasting phase may go extensively if they don't have the food there to hunt. But we're presented a luxury. We're presented stores where you can go purchase. You can consume meat at a large abundance and overconsume it daily with every meal. This is not balanced. This is not rational. So my ideology for the meat eaters is this. If you consume meat, consume it from a true carnivore's perspective. Don't eat it every day. Allow it time to run its course. Allow it time to digest before you consider consuming it again. Meat is a delicacy. And when you're speaking about the ancestors, it was always consumed as a delicacy. They would have it during ceremony. They wouldn't have it every day. Fruits and vegetables every day. That's what our body consumes every day. So if you choose or opt to consume meat or consume fish or consume some other animal, I'm not totally against it. What I am against is overconsumption. Because that's what has created the issues as far as energy consumption amongst our planet.
pollution amongst our planet. A lot of it comes from the meat industry. So overconsumption, the unbalance, is what we're trying to get away from. And when you think about how you consume all foods, if you think about it rationally, when you consume and you make your plate, if you portion it, if you portion your plate, if you remove the genetically modified ingredients, and don't tell me that you can't afford that, because it's not a huge jump in price or cost. It's a lack of knowledge that has you purchasing the wrong food items. That's why your food bill is overpriced. That's why you are spending $200-$300 on organic shopping days, because it's full of shelf food. When I go to the produce, when I go to organic stores, when I want to shop for me for food, I can buy 2 weeks of food for like $60, because I ration my food. I portion my food. It's a humbleness that we must recreate amongst ourselves, because we've been living like the rich. Even the poor here have been living like the rich. It's a known fact that many people in some of the third world countries, they would die to be homeless here. Because if they're homeless, they know they still will eat. Versus other countries where they won't. They've starved to death. The outside, from my last statistical check, outside of Australia, we are the biggest consumer of meat. And I think it was 2 years at the time when I had checked it. It was around 200 million tons. Or 200 tons or something like that. It's just crazy, crazy number. But all from overconsumption. So let's slow down. Let's take the amount of meat off the plate. Let's reduce the starch. Eventually, let's cut it in half for right now. But eventually, we want to remove starch altogether. We're going to remove white sugar, processed salts, white flour, because it contains bleach. Starch. Starch is a killer. Starch contains trace amounts of cyanide. And when cyanide gets in your blood, it affects your ability to make conscious decisions. High fructose corn syrup. A destroyer of a child's mental health. A destroyer of the brain. White sugar, white fructose. High fructose corn syrup. That's what they call it now. They don't call it white sugar. So check your products, check these things. The dyes that they put in the food, the red, the yellow, you know, you see the artificial colorings. Don't eat stuff like that. Don't consume things with numbers and codes that you don't know what they are. When I look on the back of my food product, if it says quinoa, it's quinoa. You know what the ingredients say on the back? Quinoa. That's it. That's it. Consume products with maybe 4 to 5 ingredients in it versus 30. And out of those 30 ingredients of the bad product, you know you don't understand the words of about 20. It's about 20 words in there. I don't even know what that is. And I'm still going to consume. This is where the cyanide kicks in at, because that's irrational. You're consuming, literally consuming poison or something given to you that you don't know what the hell it is. Pardon my French. But this is what we deal with. So, this is where we at post-quarantine. Let's boost the produce intake. Let's boost the fruit intake. Organic red bell peppers. I speak about them so much. They're cancer fighters. As far as this pandemic, I know everyone has put on a lot of weight. Buy a lot of red bell pepper. Organic. buy a lot of portobello mushrooms or mushrooms in general. Mushrooms help with fungal bacteria as well as gut health, creating a better atmosphere for your gut. It's also a diuretic, and they also taste amazing. I love mushrooms. Avocado is a great source of fat content. So if you're doing fasting or if you're doing a raw diet, make sure you're consuming a lot of avocados. Not a lot, but consume enough that you feel full. See, I think that during the course of over-consuming all our lives, when we come amongst this vegan diet or plant-based diet, we start consuming these foods, and it slows our appetite down. And that's by design, because our appetite has been stretched out along with our gut from the poor foods that we choose to eat. And when we reduce the poor foods and we eat real foods, real super foods that are designed for our body, our appetite reduces because we're consuming what? We're consuming more water. See, these foods are more water soluble. This red pepper is like 80% water. When you cut a red pepper, it automatically starts leaking. It's water coming out of that thing. Water with nutrients. Anti-carcinogen. It promotes sweat. Red peppers promote sweat. Put them in all your salads. Eat 3 salads a day with red pepper in it. You feel like you need to detox. You need to get stuff out your system. Along with a gallon of natural spring water. Get you some burdock root. Burdock root tea. Drink hot burdock root tea early in the morning. When you wake up in the morning. Followed by natural spring water. And don't eat for the rest of the day. You fast for that day. Fasting. Use it in between your days of consuming. I'm teaching how and what we should be doing moving forward. Just in case of you. Sometimes I get a little, I may be all over the place. I bring myself back in. But moving forward, what are we to be doing? This is what I'm explaining right now. So burdock root in the morning. Ginger root tea early in the morning. Hot. As much hot as you can tolerate it. Along with natural spring water. And don't eat. This is detoxing. You can't detox and you're still eating. Your body don't work like that. You don't start detoxing. Most of you, you go through your best health periods when you're asleep, because this is the only time when you're not eating or you're not putting something bad in your body. So we go through this 8-hour period of sleep, natural fasting. It's natural fasting. We come up, we wake up from this sleep state to reintroduce more pork and meat products into our diet. No, switch that up. No more meat in the morning, right? Now we do fruits and vegetables. Preferably soft fruits. No hard fruits. You do a peach. You do a watermelon. Something heavy, heavy water. Heavy nutrients. Not nothing solid in the morning. When you look at my body, it's going to continue to look this way for a long time. And it's going to be, you know, my body is the center point of my practices and what I preach. I'm going to wear it. I can't wait till I turn 50, 60 years old. You know, it's not, my mindset is not, oh, I'm getting older. I literally feel like I'm getting younger. And we're going to do an episode talking about mental health and perception. You know, we're going to do some episodes on perception and how your perception can destroy your abilities moving forward. If your perception is out of whack and out of line, none of what you are pursuing is going to work because you don't have no passion going into it. Your perception is, I don't know about this. See, when I found that what I had been told you know, from a friend of mine who introduced the notion of an alkaline diet to me some years ago. The first time he told me about it, I'm not going to lie. I was like, I don't know. I'm going to check it out. But I did check it out. And I did come across Dr. Sabi. And I did become a student. I became humble. I've never heard anybody talk about health. I never heard a black man talk about health. I'm going to be honest. I never heard a black man talk about health the way that he talked about it, so elegantly. It was so humble. It was so pure. You couldn't take the words that he said and do anything wrong with them, because they come from pureness. They come from love. And they come from him wanting to see a people that had been lied to for so many years get healthy. He wanted to see them live a better quality of life. You know, these are the things that Dr. Sabi would always talk about. Quality of life. So, like many, you know, we tried to continue and spread his work and continue to spread his legacy. Because it's much needed amongst our people. And it's not a black thing. It's every nationality, man. We're being lied to. We have been being lied to. And when you know the truth, it hurts. And you know the truth, it hurts. When you got to see the people every day, it hurts. Because you know they're not walking in the right direction as far as their health is concerned. But they just having a good time and thinking everything all right. And they being attacked. Biochemically, they are being attacked. And nobody talks about it. So yeah, we create these platforms so we can get the word out to the people. And I hope this resonates around the world, you know. Right now, we're going through a lot of black, you know, the killings, police killings again. This stuff is not, this place that we're in, we have been here before. I keep telling people this. We spend too much time on the meetings and the meeting. At this point, laws need to be changed, right? When you talk about inequality, how many we pulling up? People are literally sharing videos, old videos. And we dealing with the same issues in 2020. That means they're not going anywhere until laws are changed. So we already are aware that we're being attacked physically right there. That's just black people. But from a national perspective, from every race is being attacked biochemically by these foods. And when you think of it like that, then you understand it's not about race. And so I take myself out of this whole, you know, I don't get into that because that's not my light. I don't put that in my light because I historically already know about that stuff. I already know where that take you at emotionally, stress-wise, what road that take you down if you choose to dive into that. It take you down stress. It take you down sorrow. It take you down a road of misery and fear. I don't live in that language. I can't. And none of you should. None of you should. We should all be happy. We should all be peaceful people. We should all be harmonious with each other. You know? I heard someone say, I can't remember who the speaker was. He said, it's only one race of people. That's humans. When they started making the different races and categorizing people, that caused division. Now we're not human no more. Now everybody, oh, I'm this, I'm that. And then the more categories they created, you got rich, you got poor, you got this, you got that. Now all these people looking up, and some of my viewers may hear it, you know, you yourself may look down on somebody or look up to somebody. because it's ranking. You've been instilled that in your mind about ranking. We're not all on the same level. That's BS. We all are the Creator's children. We all on the same level. We all human. So one last thing I'm gonna touch on before I get out of here is, you know, much of what I do is always from, you know, from that light. I just had this idea that everybody gonna come to the table one day, and people probably think I'm crazy. But it's a certain way it got to be done, and psychology is involved in this. If you look at what I do, it's not just about culinary arts. The way that I went into doing it, it's not just about culinary arts. It's from a psychological perspective as well. Because as the mind was tricked to eat certain foods for all of those years, I have to come in and re-trick the mind into thinking that healthy is normal. That's psychology. I haven't seen it done yet. So what I'm trying is something of my own experimental type of phase. Because I never had a blueprint for anything that I'm doing. Nothing that I do, I had a blueprint for. I'm doing it intuitively how my energy tells me it should be done. And my energy tells me it should be done just like this. From balance. From a perspective that you have to feed everyone as a chef. And as a chef, you should also be explaining to people what's in their food. You should be able to explain to people how healthy that food item is for it. How nutritious it is for the individual. This is the new chef. The new doctors are going to be required to tell people nutritionally what they should, or what they suggest they should do to better one's health. They're not going to be allowed to just give a pill away or give pills and keep it moving. I've been coming across more and more plant-based doctors, and it almost, you know, I almost shed tears. Because, like, I take you back, man. Like, I still, you know, when my brother passed away, I just always had questions about the medical field, medical practitioners. As a child, seeing that, you know, seeing my brother go through that, it's a disconnect there. You know, it's a trust issue there with me and health and health practitioners. So to hear and to see is actively people, active doctors that are doing this work now, it brings tears to my eyes, because that's visions that I had in my perception, in my light. That's what I saw in the future, and to be able to see that, wow, that's all you can say. It's wow, that's all you can say. So I think I dived into everything that I wanted to address today. I didn't know this episode was going to get so deep, but it did. It's episode one, season two, man. We just getting this started. I ain't going to hold y'all too long. I'm trying to keep these episodes under 30 to 4. I said 30 minutes, but realistically, I can't talk for 30 minutes. I need about 40 minutes to an hour, but I'm going to try to keep these episodes to about 40 minutes and keep them, you know, kind of compartmentalize each ones and not have them running all over the place, so we can keep everybody abreast of what I'm actually discussing. But please, man, if y'all listening to the episodes, please give y'all feedback. My email address is chefcanesplants@gmail.com. Or you can catch my IG. I'm always on IG at Chef Kane's Plants on Instagram. Share your your feedback, shed your knowledge. If you have questions, you have anything you want me to touch on any of these episodes, I would really love that, because I have a lot to discuss, but sometimes I really don't know where to aim the direction of information that I have, because I'm not really sure where people stand at. You know, I know right now in this given time, we were dealing with quarantine. I know we're dealing with a lot of people post-quarantine trying to lose weight and things like that. So I really wanted to touch on, you know, some of the herbs you can consume during this time that can kind of get your health back. But practicing, you know, like I said, that herbal, those herbal consumptions, the burdock root, the ginger root tea, these are things that will help your health get back, that will help your organs recover. The Irish moss. I could probably spend a whole segment on Irish moss, so I'm not even going to dive into that. But Irish moss is beneficial for weight loss people as well. You know, contrary to their belief, you know, although it's a mineral supplement, it's also a natural diuretic. So it's going to flush you. It's going to help stimulate your bowels, as well as I believe it has some anti-mucus properties in there. I believe it does its job of destroying mucus membranes. So it's one to put there on the list as well. Irish moss, burdock root, and ginger root. Work on those three this week, family. If you try to order them, I know StarWestBotanicals.com. You can order herbs from. If you're local and you would like them prepared, I do prepare herbs and herbal teas and Irish moss milk and things of that nature, as well as Irish moss salad dressings and things of that nature. So I like to put the herbs into the food so you don't have the discard of taste from drinking the teas or anything of that nature. You barely can taste it in the food. So like I said, a lot of things that I'm doing is new wave, is next level. And I can't wait to display and show to the world, you know, all of what I've been doing in my artwork and things like that. You know, I really work diligently on my craft, and I love what I do. You know, it's not work for me, you know, so, you know, when somebody talking like that, they happy doing what they do. So, yeah, this is what I do. This is where I am. And this is who I be. Chef Kane's Plants, family. Peace.